Hi, I'm Tony Bass, and welcome to another edition of the Wealthy Landscaper Letter. Today's topic, damn COVID is kicking some butt, while a few landscapers get wealthy. Here's the message. I've intentionally avoided talking about the obvious pain in the rear end since I published A Landscaper's Response to COVID-19, dated March 15, 2020. The entire subject matter makes my blood boil. And if you want to study how I feel about it, you can read my open letter from March. My views and opinions have not changed. My company is not closed a single day, and I hope we are never forced to close by the government, like many of my brothers in business have been forced to. I'm proud to report zero layoffs and zero cases of COVID in my company. We are blessed to report the highest gross sales in our company history. Frankly, business has never been better. And I hope you are enjoying similar results. But it's clear, not everyone is increasing their wealth in 2020. It's a true story. I took a tongue lashing via email from a handful of the liberal fear buyers back in March after my letter was published. Well, that's okay. I have just as much right to share my experience and my business strategies as the next guy or gal. And after 32 years as a job creator, well, I've developed thicker skin than most. However, an email reply this week from a young landscape business owner really got my attention. Let me explain. This story will help you see how a few landscapers are getting wealthy in 2020. You see, this young man had first contacted my company back in 2016, and we've been following up with him ever since. Then, in the June of 2020, he requested updated quotes, indicating he was ready to expand his company. So we reinvigorated our follow-up after providing the requested information. Less than 30 days later, he seems offended by my consistent follow-up. Here's an excerpt from the email I received. It says, "Well, Tony, I'm starting to wonder if you realize what is currently going on in this country. And in the last 2 weeks, I've lost half my employees and 40% of my customer base in a small market to begin with. Take me off the mailing list. If you're really here to help people, maybe stop focusing on just your agenda. Thanks in advance, Eric." Well, think about it, guys. If you lose 40% of your customers and half of your employees in 2 weeks, I'm betting you'd be pretty stressed out too. But here's what the young landscaper Eric doesn't know. I've been in his shoes. You see, I lost 40% of my lawn service clients within a 30-day period in the spring of 1991. It was Gulf War Round 1 and my first opportunity to learn what it's like to be in business during a recession. Look, I can still remember the fear, the loneliness, the uncertainty, and the anger I experienced when my butt was kicked by outside forces. I felt paralyzed, broken, and I distinctly remember crying myself to sleep, worried about my situation. But after a day or two of my self-imposed pity party, I woke up and went back to work. I knew I had to move forward. Somehow, some way, I needed to replace those lost accounts. I didn't want to give up on my 5-year-old lawn company. At the time, I was 27 years old. Homeless. Heck, I was renting a bedroom from a friend. Divorced. Financially embarrassed. My only assets included used landscaping equipment, and most importantly, a small customer base that continued to pay me for their lawn services. Now, here's what I did, and it's exactly what Eric, the young landscaper, needs to do. I started over. I became a student of business and direct response marketing. I began to invest in my education and build my power team of advisors. And I finally realized I couldn't figure out everything on my own. Within the next 30 days, I would replace the lost accounts with new, high-paying accounts using direct response marketing. And I could teach Eric how to do the same thing I've taught many others. But I learned some valuable lessons in my first recession like this. There's a healthy amount of people who have money even in a bad economy. I just had to connect with them and share my company story. And one well-planned marketing message started my turnaround. Next, I needed more money. I had learned firsthand that living from paycheck to paycheck was no fun. In fact, it was downright haunting. The stress never escaped my mind. So I searched for a teacher, and I found the best available. In a two-day business class, I was taught that I really didn't understand my cost of doing business. I had underestimated the cost of hiring labor, providing benefits, and the money required to train my workers. Further, I didn't have a clue the true cost of wasted time. Our field productivity was inconsistent. The old equipment was constantly breaking down. My employees would get frustrated with that stuff, and they hated this part of their job, and boy did it show. Poor workmanship is like a slow-growing cancer eating away at the healthy part of the body. At that moment, at that time, I had to face one of the toughest decisions in my history. I learned that I must raise my prices. Yes, even when things seem hopeless inside my company and outside in a dreadful economy, I had to raise my prices. You see, my survival was at stake, just like young Eric's survival is at stake today. So with much fear and worry, I raised my prices. And to my surprise, 95% of my customers gladly accepted. Only a handful left. And in fact, several of those who left were slow-paying pains in my ass anyway. It was a win-win. During my first recession, I was able to accelerate my business growth, ramp up profits, and prioritize my efforts on the highest-paying business activities. As it turns out, mowing, riding the skid loader, and running errands were not the highest-paying activities in my company. Those jobs would soon be delegated to employees willing to work for under $25 an hour. So here's what I have to say to Eric and any lawn and landscape business owner who's struggling to make it during the recessionary pandemic of 2020. Your financial future is directly tied to the quality of your thinking. And your thinking is tied to what you read, watch, listen to, and practice in your daily routine. This damn COVID don't seem to be going away if you watch the news. So stop watching that poison. Invest in yourself. Build your power team of teachers. Personally, I'm not buying into the doom and gloom being pandered by the media. Nope. And I'm not going to stop communicating with my clients or prospects and sit in an airtight bunker. Nor will I hide behind a mask acting as if I fear human beings. My agenda is simple. My purpose in business is to create and keep clients, period. And I accomplish this by following and teaching the Wealthy Landscaper formula. Number one, price right. Number two, keep promises. And number three, create clients. And you can do this too. Just take a moment right now and think about the things that you can control. For example, how you spend your time, where you place your attention, who you hang out with, and where you want to go in your future. I'm Tony Bass, and I'm standing by. I'm here to help you along your road to wealth. And I want you to know that in order to stay energized, you got to know your numbers. So if you're ready to grow your business, improve profits, or just make sure you're doing things right, we'd like to help. And here are three ways that we can help you become the wealthy landscaper in your market. Here's the first one. You can take the Wealthy Landscaper Productivity Challenge. There's a free training video and a PDF download at this website address. You'll get ready to write this down. superlawntoolkit.com/WLPC. I'll repeat it. superlawntoolkit.com/WLPC, which stands for the Wealthy Landscaper Productivity Challenge. And if you take this challenge, you will instantly know how your company compares to other lawn and landscape businesses around the U.S. and Canada. So you can do that absolutely free of charge. Next, if you'd like to add high-paying customers each and every month of the year, I would invite you to get the 3-part client attraction training program. You can get instant access to this digital training program. It's available right now from our website, superlawntoolkit.com/client attraction. Again, superlawntoolkit.com/client attraction. And this training program will teach you the exact steps to attract high-paying clients in your market area month after month after month. And number 3, this is the third part of helping you become the wealthy landscaper in your market. You must build your financial plan and learn how to price right. I recommend that you attend the highly acclaimed Profit Builder Training Program. Now, there is a limit of just 12 non-competing business owners per class that we have. Now, you can bring a guest, but it's a small group, high-level budgeting and estimating training class which teaches you the steps you need to figure out your pricing system and how to estimate jobs correctly. You can go to superlawntoolkit.com/profit-builder. That's superlawntoolkit.com/profit-builder. And so those are 3 resources for you to help you become the wealthy landscaper in your market. And I'm praying for your safety and your success as you continue to work on your business, while you continue to work in your business, and while you continue the process and the effort to be an employer in the United States of America. Congratulations on your decision to do just that. If I can ever help you, please give me a call, 866-923-0027. Again, 866-923-0027. Or shoot me an email, Tony@TonyBassConsulting.com. Have a super day.